It's 8:55 and 79 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. It's time for a check of the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets trading a mildly defensive bias this morning after trading mixed overnight. A little bit disappointing that the USDA did not announce any sales this morning on their overnight reporting system. Current price action, September corn, 353.5, down 1.75. December, 366.75, down 1.75 as well. And next July, 390.75, down 1.5. Switching to the soybeans, September soybeans, 918.75, down 3. And new crop November, 922.25, down 2. Meal markets down $1.40 at 294.5 basis for September. And September bean oil, 32.73, up 2. The wheat complex, Chicago September wheat, down 3.75 at 425.75. December wheat in Chicago, 452.75, down 3.25. Kansas City wheat down 3.5 at 450.5. And Minneapolis wheat bucking the trend at 675.25, up 4.75. Look at the dollar market. It's up a little bit, but resistance doesn't kick in for another point or so. And crude oil market is also up a little bit as rhetoric suggests OPEC members will be able to maintain production cuts. Our corn and beans and wheat market profile this week appears choppy and a mixed sort of fundamental picture news. We're watching fund money movement. Funds appear to have turned short corn, beans, and wheat, leading us to ask the question, how short do they really want to be? The USDA numbers deemed bearish, but rhetoric out of the countryside paints a more mixed picture. This dovetailed with potentially later than normal harvest window indicates to us that ending stocks for this year may be dipped into as demand will be a little bit better than a billion bushel per month. Our assumptions longer term is that markets have more upside than downside, but the question remains, or a question to be answered, is when will the markets find a catalyst of consequence? Currently, the markets may have a little bit more sense, may be a little bit more sensitive than usual as a result of next week's crop tours, as they give us a better defined picture of how far along this crop is and what production potential really is. Keep in mind that the FOMC minutes from July meeting are due out this afternoon. This will be scrutinized for indications as to whether or not the Fed will raise interest rates sooner rather than later. We want to reiterate that the pace of this crop progress draws into question what the data set that the USDA will be drawing from in August and September. And our assumption is that the production estimates should deteriorate over the course of time, and it may take a month or may even take several months for those numbers to come to light. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, checking on the commodity markets for us on this Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick check of what's going on with current conditions in our listening area. Kind of a sticky morning again here in East Central Illinois. Right now in Urbana, 79 degrees, relative humidity at 82%, barometric pressure 29.93 inches and rising. And as we glance around the listening area, temperatures ranging throughout the 70s so far this morning. 72 degrees in Bloomington Normal at last check, wind out of the southeast at 9 miles per hour. 73 in Decatur, 74 degrees in Danville with calm conditions, up to 77 in Charleston, Mattoon, 76 in Paris, and 76 degrees currently in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies. Chance of a thunderstorm at high of 84 degrees, southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 72 degrees. Partly cloudy skies again for the day tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high of 85 degrees. Wind will pick up a bit tomorrow out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Friday, mostly sunny, a bit cooler, a high of 83. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 79 degrees at 9 o'clock.